Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Thursday, and you know what time it is. Take your underwear off.
Oh!
Hey!
Is that really what day it is?
That is what day it is. It is time to get penetrated by the illustrious words of Derek and Tina on Sex Talk Radio.
Woohoo!
Confirmation to that. Woo!
Oh, my goodness.
So what's going on, Tina May? And I know that's not your literal middle name, but Tina May seems kind of fitting.
That's funny.
It's May.
It is May. For a couple more days. And it is hot.
It's hot.
It is hot in Michigan. Yeah, we're like July weather in May. Crazy, man.
Man, it is nuts over here, man. So you know what happens when it's hot out.
Take the clothes off,
baby. It's time.
Oh,
it's time. A little Jägermeister, a little, you know, what's up. And it's all good. It's all good.
We should call it happy hour.
Yeah. We could do a happy hour segment.
Yes.
Sponsored by Jägermeister?
Well, you're going to have to call them and see if they'll, you know, sponsor and donate some.
That's a good idea. If you're listening, Jägermeister.
Or any other of alcoholic companies.
There is no other alcohol but Jägermeister. Remember that.
I don't even know if I've ever had it. I don't exactly know what it is. But I've seen it at a bar where they have it in a machine, don't they?
Yeah, they have it in a
machine. Now, what does that mean?
It keeps it chill.
So what is Jägermeister?
Well, from what I understand and what hooked me to it initially was that someone told me that it had opium in it.
Really?
Yeah, it kind of sedates you, gets you all
nice. Is there really opium in it?
It's probably a very small quantity of it. But, you know, in Germany, you know, they have different restrictions than what they have here in the U.S.
Oh, right.
Right? So... You know, all I know.
So maybe
is
in Germany, it's really, really
it's probably
good.
Full
it's like really great in Germany.
Yeah. We've got a friend
it's
named
good
Dave.
There.
We've got a friend named Dave that says he's got a picture with the deer of Jägermeister because they have it blocked off with a big fence.
Oh.
But he's special ops military, so he climbed over the fence. He doesn't remember crawling over the fence, but I'm like, I want that picture. I want that picture.
He must have been drinking a lot of it
to
not remember
exactly
climbing over the fence.
Let me tell you, you owe it to yourself before the end of May to drink some Jägermeister. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your kidneys. You owe
really?
It to your throat. You owe it to everything that this country stands
35%
for.
35% alcohol by volume. Is that high?
Woo!
I don't drink very much, so
you
I don't
know
even
what?
Know these things.
The average, I think, Budweiser is maybe 5 to 6%.
It smells minty.
It is so minty.
Should I taste it?
You should. Go for it.
It is kind of minty like.
Yeah,
isn't it?
That's right. And
so how do you drink it? You just drink it straight? It tastes good anyway.
Me personally, because I'm a certified.
No, it tastes a little bit like, you know what it reminds me of?
What's that?
Ouzo. That ouzo stuff. That not minty, that liquor, that Greek licorice type
drink.
Yeah,
I kind of heard that.
That tastes a little bit like that.
Yeah, that's what
it's reminding me of. And I like that stuff, so I think I'm going to like that stuff.
Man, at 35%, guys, she will definitely be taking her clothes off after a couple shots of this. This is good stuff.
That is, you know what, we might have to have a happy hour next.
That's what we should do. I'll reach out to Jägermeister and find out what's going on.
Anybody.
There is only one company that will go for it. So anyway, what has been up with you? Oh my God, what? Absolutely nothing. I've been sick as shit because of the weather.
Because it's too hot?
Yes, my penis won't even work.
Oh my God.
I know, it's too hot. The weather, I know. I don't know. I don't know what's going
on. That's crazy. I did not hear about heat like that.
Yeah, I think it's the allergies and the pollen and all that stuff. Does anybody else have any sexual dysfunctions with the weather going on? Does anybody need any sedation? Like, some guys, like, I'm thinking, like, I may need to have a lot of face sitting to get me through the...
Oh, my God. crazy. You think that's medicinal?
I think so. I'm all for face city.
The nectar.
Yes.
Nectar. You know,
the nectar of the pearl.
You know, they say about semen has protein in it. I don't know if I believe that. But maybe a tiny smidgen, right? So maybe
right.
the female nectar has
I'm
little
trying to
medicinal
find it all,
properties.
Man. I'm trying to find it all. I'm trying to get a monopoly on that. So,
right,
yeah, no, that's
right.
how it is. So the last couple of days have been kind of crazy, you know.
Aww.
My girl has been definitely patient with me, letting me stay at home and just soak up all the air while she's out working, you know. I'm like the total, I don't even know if I'm really a good housewife, because I don't really have dinner for her, you know. It's
oh
like, man,
gosh,
I'm such a
right.
bad
you're like
a, housewife.
You're like on summer vacation.
I know.
You better step it up.
Oh, my God. I don't know what I can do.
Up,
you know, I think I need to have a hard cock for her when she gets home. I think that could give her some kind of.
Oh, you could make an ice cream sundae. It's hot. You know, get that whipped cream and chocolate syrup.
Well, speaking of molds, did you see the molds about the anus? Did we post that? The chocolate-covered assholes that they make?
I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe if we did a while ago. Because this week you posted a whole bunch of really hilarious, great videos. But I don't know about the chocolate mold. Maybe you did talk about them a while ago.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Remind me.
So there is that makes the mold of your lover's anus.
Oh.
You know, one of our.
You could probably make anything. You could use the. You could make an anus. You could probably make a vagina. You could probably make.
Well,
an
they're
anus.
Just working on the anus right now, and I'm okay with that because I believe in ass to mouth. Right? I'm a firm believer of that.
Oh
now, hold
God.
On. We've got one of our, we've got two residents here, but I'm going to call one resident right now. Her name is Raven. And
yeah.
Raven found this advertisement, this video about the whole anal chocolate mold. Maybe she can come in and tell us. Raven, is she here? Raven?
Hi, everybody.
And Raven looks very sexy today, I have to admit. She's
Thank
looking, like,
you.
Very sexy and a little corset. And
I was on point today.
You guys can handle what she looks like today, man. I don't know. It would be a lot of fluid release.
Oh, my God.
In this place.
Okay, man.
She's old enough. All right, so what was this thing about the chocolate-covered anuses that you found?
You pretty much said everything there was. Just the company has just like, we are going to hire models to use for their butts.
So, like,
I mean, did you apply then?
No. I didn't apply. They're not in America.
Oh, okay.
But there is a company who is trying to start up a wine fermented from bacteria from vaginas.
They did the beer.
You saw the beer.
Yeah, I think that is really interesting.
That is.
It
hilarious.
Is interesting.
So
I
have a question to the listeners now. Would you make a chocolate covered mold of your anus for your loved one, or is that going too far?
I mean, it all depends on the lover.
That's true. Because some lovers would really like that, men and women,
well,
both
yeah.
ways. You know, some women might like it of their man, some men like it of their boyfriend, some women might like it of their.
But that's the
girlfriend.
Only way you're
going
to eat ass, isn't it?
I never said it was. I said you need to take. I said you can't do those things like they do in the porn videos.
Oh.
I never said they were bad to do.
You know what? I need a guy back up here. Now, we have another intern here. His name is Dom, and Dom, you need to support me on this, please, because it's it's important. It's important that. And I understand that you are very open sexually,
mm-hmm.
right? Which is
yep.
which is what we all lean for,
yeah.
right? But when it comes to eating ass, are you for it or against it?
I'm pretty neutral on it.
Oh,
I'm okay,
Dom.
I'm
kind
of neutral as well.
I'm
neutral. I'm just like, you know, you gotta.
You gotta what?
I don't know. Take shower
well,
first.
Well, that's
whatever.
A given.
It is a given. It is a given. For me, I'm not gonna be like quick. Yeah, I'll lick your asshole. No. You want to lick my ass? Well, it's fine.
Right. Exactly. Oh, that's me too. Right.
But,
you don't want to pull your face between the cheeks and poke the fucker?
It would depend. It would depend.
Oh my God.
If I feel that special connection with that special someone, you know, I might be down for some rimming. I might be down
rimming.
For rimming.
Yeah. Rimming. That's
rimming.
Old school. He's
yeah,
an old soul. We haven't
yeah.
used but, rim job in a while.
I ain't going all up in there. That's a little too much.
Yeah.
Now,
really?
Now the chocolate butthole, you know.
That's just chocolate.
It's chocolate.
That's just chocolate from a mold. It's
exactly.
just chocolate. There's nothing. Yeah, it's just a mold that's thing, been washed. Like
chocolate
and.
We would hope it's been washed. You don't know, man. Some of the sweatshops, you know.
That.
Oh, that's chocolate made in the sweatshop. That's great.
Oh.
Dirty Asian butthole. Yes, I'm all for it. Maybe they should leave some pieces of hair in it.
Oh my
God! Oh, definitely. Yeah. That's all you.
That's
all you.
That's so
I know how much
awesome.
You like the hair right
he,
on the tongue.
Oh, we love Derek. He's so funny.
All right.
And you know, Derek, I am proud of you.
Why? Thank
to
you.
Just. Say it like you feel.
Yes.
You know, you're not afraid to just be like, hey, this is what I like and this is what I want to do.
Well,
and we're over
what?
Here like, I don't know.
Because there's so many people in the closet about this thing, right?
That's
and I
true.
Believe that's why there people get hurt.
Yeah.
I believe that's why women get raped. I believe that's why men walk around confused. If you just say what you want, every
yeah.
pot has a lid. So
oh.
if I say I suck ass, right? All the girls who don't want their asses sucked
well,
won't even come.
Away.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It saves
yeah.
me time.
It really does.
Hey,
really
Derek,
does.
How you doing? I love it when a man licks my asshole.
I'm in.
That's right. And I'm going to be
like, what's your number, baby?
Yeah, I know, right? You know, it is so true. It is so true. Like, I totally believe that people should just be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, but I think you also, you know, we talk about it a lot, like what you see in a porn movie. Is acting and prep. So
like,
sometimes you can do those activities, but you gotta talk about it with your partner,
yeah,
not
yeah.
just like bam, wham,
no, do
these things.
Well,
no.
and for me, in fact, I'm the kind of guy that's just every 5 minutes, you know, hey, is this okay? Are you still comfortable with this? Because I think it's common courtesy. You don't want to. You know,
sometimes
your
you
ass
know.
Is in my
yeah.
bed.
Yeah, sometimes you know because they're very vocal.
Yeah.
Some people are really quiet.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
really not sure. Do they
you
like
know,
it
and,
or not?
And I think it's just.
Oh,
it's
I know when they like it. When I put the rod in there, you see it. You see it.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You see, even if they don't say anything, you see the winking of the eyes like, oh my God,
yeah.
he's big. Right? You know what I mean? You can
Derek,
that.
Derek, in your
dreams. Oh,
we all know you're average.
I just got outed. I just got outed on the radio show. Holy cow.
Is there a secret you haven't told me?
You know.
Oh,
really got outed.
Oh, my God. You see the men's room in the PTI Fridays?
Man, I want to see your room.
All
right, so let's see. Next topic. Thanks, guys.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
So next topic
okay.
is I was on Facebook, and I belong to a group, and I don't know if I should say its name or not because it's a closed group.
I would say nothing, probably.
No?
Yeah.
Not?
Yeah.
But part of the conversation today was called, Tell Me Your Most Depraved Fantasy.
Ooh.
The first picture is a guy being, I don't know, sucked into a bed, right?
Suction?
Like he sucks, he's got a tube.
Oh, that's not suction.
What do they call that?
He's like, oh, no, he is. I call it mummifying.
Mummifying.
Yeah, but I don't know what they're calling it. But I've done that to men as a dominatrix. I was.
Uh-oh. A new discovery. Here.
So he is covered in plastic, and it is kind of suctioned down. Like, I haven't done it exactly this way, but that breathing, he's got a little tube, of
breathing
course,
apparatus.
For air. For air, because you can't be totally covered in plastic and latex
this
and animal. Not breathe.
This
looks like it's probably a heavy, maybe a latex type thing.
Yeah, latex and rubber.
Yeah.
You know what I would call it,
down.
Well, I would call it the Han
Solo.
The Han Solo.
I've never watched Star Wars, so you'll have to tell me what that means.
In, what is it, episode 5?
Yeah.
Episode 5, he gets frozen in carbonite.
That's what
like
looks
that.
Like.
Like this.
Okay.
And you know,
can you see his cough in
yeah.
Star Wars?
Oh my God!
In Star Wars,
so
not in Star Wars.
Wait.
There's a porn version of Star Wars. No, I might. That's true. I might watch Star Wars the porn.
It's actually pretty
good.
Tina, say the word cock again.
Cock.
All right, guys. That's it.
Oh, God.
That's it.
Wrong way to say cock. You got the word.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All
right. Thank you.
So, you know, in this group, people are listing their fantasies, and one lady says one of her fantasies is to beat and rape a woman while wearing a strap-on.
Wow. Yeah,
wow.
That's
so
pretty intense.
No,
well,
that's a common one.
I've heard that a lot.
Oh, yeah, there's a big community
where,
in the rape.
Yeah, where you mentioned that you have a partner pretend that they don't want it, and they struggle a bit.
Yeah.
And some people are, because some people are into the other side of it. They have that fantasy of being taken and,
Is that wrong or is that cool? Like,
if
they're consenting, if it's consenting,
it's not
totally
actual
cool.
All right.
If somebody's going out to somebody's house and breaking in and doing that,
no.
Not cool.
I feel as long as there's a safe word.
Yeah,
safe
word.
You know,
I would say as long as there's enough lubrication.
You can lie down and pump on. Any
kind of
flavor, too, if you want
to.
Nice.
Yeah.
One woman said mutual butt play. I'm all for that.
Sure.
Let's see. One person says, I want to ambush and attack. No, we won't read that one.
What?
This one here.
No.
We won't read that.
The one thing is that at least there's a place that people can have an outlet for some of that stuff. I used to, you guys might not know, but some of the listeners should know already.
Choke fucking?
That's popular.
Yeah.
I mean, people are into that. I'm not sure why I don't want to be choked, but I know people who like it, and I know on both sides, giving and receiving. So,
I'm more of the giver, because I don't know why, it's just, I'm a very passive person. I'm not really much of a fighter.
I mean, I'll give it to my girlfriend if she has.
But when it comes to... Wow!
We just hit another level here on sex talk. That was a female talking there.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you have consensual acts, that's what's most important. And a safe word is good. A safe word is really good.
Yeah.
You know, so I was a dominatrix, and only once did someone have to use their safe word. He got kind of freaked out. But, you know, sometimes people have a fantasy, but when they then go to reality, it's too much. Like, it was really good for them to see version of it. And this particular man just wanted to mainly be tied up. So he was all tied up, and he just kind of freaked out. He had to use a safe word. He got untied. He left. And there is no, money back guarantee in the dominatrix world.
No,
I didn't joke about that. You pay
up
front, you're done. Okay. But you know, it was still, at least he was able to do that in a safe place, you know, where if he had gone and done something out in the, out on the street, like, hey, tie me up, just getting somebody off the street, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta really make it, you gotta do it safely. So even when I was dominatrix, I would have people fill out questionnaires. I would interview them. I would meet them in a public place for coffee first.
Yeah.
I had to feel comfortable with them, and they would have to feel comfortable with me, because that's just the way I do it. But,
right.
You know, if you just go out there randomly, hire somebody off, a hooker off the street, you don't know what could happen to you.
But see, isn't that the mystery of sex? Spontaneity, right? Like, you find a hot chick somewhere, you bend her over, you lick her ass, you fuck her so she comes and everybody's happy.
And
isn't
then you get syphilis.
Oh!
I think we just live in a day and age where it's not really smart to do that. People are still doing it.
Oh, my God.
But it's not really...
Oh,
you want to do it safe. And then people
really?
Like that, you don't know what their motive is. Because, I know somebody. Here's a good story.
Uh-oh.
Who was killed. Killed. We call him Dead Fred. He was killed by a woman he took home for sex. He did know her a little bit. She was kind of like...
Guys, cover your ears, because this is some bullshit right here.
He only met her a couple times, but she was a prostitute, somebody he paid. Anyway, she had a couple friends come. They robbed him. He woke up. Like, they drugged him first. He woke up. They killed him, threw him in the trunk. dumped his car somewhere, and it was all coming from sex. So you do have to be aware. You need to take precautions because, you know, it's real out there. It's real. And that was like 25 years ago. That was not just recently.
You know what, guys? If you lost your boner, I'm sorry. It's all Tina, Raven, and Dom's fault, man. I don't know. It's all
you
against you guys.
You really do have
they
to.
They can't get it up.
First of all, there's a fine line when it comes to sex. There's always in sex that little tiny percentage where it's too much. And that's why.
It doesn't mean that it's going to be me, though.
No.
You know.
But you don't know about the other person.
I have a positive ray around me.
So you're only going to attract probably something good. Because you're probably going to listen to your instincts. Not everybody listens to their instincts.
Well, especially if it's a bar hookup, you're drunk.
And some people just get over-enthused with the sex that's going on.
Yeah.
And they're like, all sense of reasoning is gone out the window.
Yeah.
So,
all right, so one guy says, we're going to change topics because I'm even losing my boner with these guys here. All right, one guy says, I would love to suck the pussies and assholes of several women at the same time while having his cock and balls inside a nun's mouth.
Okay,
oh,
that's
awesome,
right?
There we go. Boners are back. Woo!
Give me that class for me. That is my key.
Right. Okay, blasphemous
talking.
I want it. I want to do it in a Catholic church.
Yeah.
While there's a service going on.
Oh!
I've seen these dildos that are made out of crosses, and they're kind of rubber, and they got, like, Jesus on the cross.
Can I have
my God.
Oh,
no.
Jesus vibrates.
Oh, my goodness.
Buy it for me.
Really funny.
Oh my God! So you know, there's some kink going on out here, right? And I think the society that we live in kind of warrants it because people are stressed out.
Oh yeah,
you can't put these people in these norms. This is not a Puritan society, right? And the thing, like the comment that you gave me or the compliment that you gave me earlier, that well, Derek, you know, you talk about eating ass or you talk about your things, right? And I believe it's because if you put me in a box. Mm-hmm. And you say I can't do these things or I'm a freak or a pervert because I like these things, then I will have some deep, dark secret, and all of a sudden I may fucking freak out at a Taco Bell or something.
Yeah.
That's
true,
and that's what happens.
Right.
That does happen.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I used to do the phone sex thing. The majority of people who called me just wanted to be able to just share the stuff that's in their head that they were too afraid to say out loud in front of their partner or their friends.
Right.
And so, you know, today people kind of have an outlet. They can, like, you know, because stuff is everywhere. And
so would you agree unanimously that if it came to a person freaking out at a Taco Bell or licking some girl's asshole, you would agree with them licking her asshole, random or not?
Well, of course.
I don't
licking assholes is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's no problem.
Oh, nice. Nice. There we go. Now we're getting on the thing. Can you feel the harmony?
Yeah, because it's all good. Everything.
Maybe I'm wrong for having that high on my list.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. It's just everybody has different things.
Preference.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I mean,
all preference.
And
I just try and. Yeah, and I'm always just trying to help people stay, you know, hygienic.
Yeah.
Be clean.
But I thought all women were clean. I won't say that. I won't say that I believe that all women are clean. I believe that there's a small portion of women that understand.
Trust me.
No,
that's
not more than 50%. If there were 50%, if there were 50 women in the room.
Like 20%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I could go with that.
I've had some horrifying experience, people.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I mean,
especially. If you don't know them very well and you haven't, you know, like, you know, picking up at the bar and just doing it, you do not know what you're going to find.
Well,
like, no, I don't know.
I mean, I do have an example of that. In my life, I've eaten out.
I like that word. I just, my
nipple
got
I've eaten out about five women.
Yeah.
And of those five women, one, maybe two, were enjoyable for me.
Right.
And all the other ones, they're like,
ugh. Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I've been the direct opposite.
Wow.
Maybe I just love the smell of pussy. But maybe I don't know.
Well,
I had one girl that was bad. She smelled like popcorn.
Why is that bad?
Well, it was stale pop.
Oh, stale pop.
I was like, that would be yummy, but then you lost me.
like rotten sour cream, onions, lemon juice.
Oh,
this is like freaking good.
Wow.
That's not good.
Pineapple
you know,
diet.
Oh. Yeah, I think sometimes it does, like, just like for men and the semen taste, it can be affected by
the I've only
food.
Tasted my own semen.
Oh, okay.
Me too.
Did
it
yours taste good?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. That's good.
You got to get used to it anyway. You never know. I may be on an island and I have to get protein.
Yeah. Right.
You know what?
That is true. You know.
So you never know.
You never know.
Listen,
you
we've got 5 minutes, and so you know, do you want to look at some of these videos? Like when when I was with Dom and Raven last night, you know, they come over to the bookstore and they just help, and they're just so great. You know what I mean? They really.
And you just look for porn.
Oh
videos
my God!
On
you
YouTube.
Know, because they are really fucking cool and they know what's going on. Me, I just want to eat ass for the rest of my life. They're like, Derek. No, here's some other things. Right.
Here's some other
so here's some other things that you may want to do.
Yeah,
so we
those videos are awesome.
Now, is there one that caught your eye? Tina, we...
Well, you know, I thought they were all great. I really, you know, I have to say the anal sex one with the Star Wars whole thing going on.
Oh,
yeah.
That was
pretty
funny.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Then the one that was safe for work porn, well, that was just funny.
That was good. Yeah.
That was just
yeah.
hilarious to watch it in a, you know, thing covered up. And, or
did you see the
cartoons
one on,
put in there.
Did you see the one on the lesbian fetishes?
I didn't watch that one.
No. They have a lot of different terminology in the whole lesbian world in terms of sexual relations. And,
sure.
And
I'll be your dictionary.
All right, so what, did you remember, this is Raven talking, not now, but she will be. What was the term chuck? Remember that? Do you remember that? They chucked her out? Remember that?
Vaguely. I'm just so happy my gold star status.
I think, the gold star. Do you know what the gold star status is in the lesbian
no,
world?
No, I do not.
They have never even ever, have
no
you
dick.
Ever looked at one?
Yes, I've looked at a dick.
Have you touched one?
Not willingly.
Okay.
I've only seen a dick once in my life.
Sure.
I mean, I hit his old puns, that kind of...
Well, kind of, but...
Whatever
having
stars?
Sexual relationship with someone with male genitalia.
Oh, so that's gold star status.
Yes.
But
we are pure.
I was thinking about this gold star status now.
Yeah,
couldn't a person lie about it?
Oh, yes. God, yes.
You know?
People lie about everything.
But why would you want to?
I mean...
I don't know. Would you want someone?
Maybe there's a hot chick that comes up to you and says, hey, I want to lift you up. Head to toe. Are you a gold star? You'd be like, hell yeah, I'm a gold star,
I mean,
right?
Do people
like,
really ask?
Yes.
Really?
It is like the one way cat in the lesbian community. Everybody wants a gold star, which is why bi girls have such a hard time.
It's the same thing in hetero sex. You know, at least for men. I don't know about women.
I was going to say, men like it if a girl has been with another girl, it seems like.
Well, yeah.
I don't
mean,
know. They all ask.
Well, no,
have you been with a girl? I'm like, why does that matter?
I know a lot of straight girls will like it when your man's been with a man.
I do think it's kind of hot.
I
do want
to use your girl to enjoy it when a man has been with another man.
I know it's hot.
I have her husband kiss another man in front of her to get her all nice and hot.
Nice
and hot.
That is pretty hot. I will have to say a lot of straight women, I would say, is probably only like 25% of straight women think that's hot. But not a lot do, but some of us do. Yeah.
So it's very, very interesting, right? Like, what's some other terminology that you can help us with in the
60 seconds we have left? 60
seconds, I think.
60 seconds, hurry up. Hurry up. What's another terminology in the lesbian world?
Chapstick lesbian, lipstick lesbian.
Oh,
what does that mean?
Yeah.
Lipstick lesbian is a lesbian who's ultra femme. Chapstick is someone who's not butch nor femme, they're in between.
Chapstick, more like bisexual.
No, I'd be a chapstick lesbian because I'm not a feminine nor masculine. I'm just like, I'm me.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm not butch. I'm not
chan,
lipstick.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so we have about 30 seconds left. And with these last 30 seconds, we want to say, was it worth
it? Go to almostfreesexbooks.com and buy some porn.
Keep your underwear off. The night is not over. It's early.
Oh,
light some candles.
Right.
Light some wax.
Wax play is good.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it is kind of hot.
Well, as you can see, this conversation is going to keep going here. We hope you all have a good night. And from Derek and Tina, we love you. And from Raven and Dom,
definitely love y'all.
Yep.
All right. Ciao.
Smoochie, smoochie.
Smoochie, smoochie.
I thought
nice.
Right.